Welcome and welcome back to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com. And three times a week, we find a value-priced wine we want to talk about. We write it up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And when we're done, we grab the microphone and get the computer running, and well, here we are. So what we have here today is a $10 wine. It's part of the Aldi specially selected series of wines. For the fall and winter of 2023, they have 10 wines from different elite wine areas. They got a Napa, I think, red blend. They got a Rioja, Tempranillo, Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, a French sparkling wine, bubbly. And this is in the groove, too. It's a Aldi specially selected Alto Adige Pinot Grigio 2022. There's a little bit of a story here. This is something I just learned recently about Pinot Grigio. I kind of knew bits and pieces of it, but the light bulb never went off in my head. And I'll explain what Alto Adige is. Adige is a river. It runs through the area. Alto Adige is northern Italy, way north to the point where you're just as likely to hear people speaking German as you are Italian. And the Adige is the river, and the Alto is the heights above the river. That is the sweet spot for a Pinot Grigio. It is the Napa Valley, the Bordeaux, the Burgundy, the Rioja of Pinot Grigio. It's the best place. A Val Adige, you will see sometimes. That's the valley floor. And then there's other areas in that around that location where and that's Pinot Grigio's grape. And that's where it's grown, and that's where it's been grown forever. And then there's Italy. Italy has over 300 different white wine grapes. And they're all different. They're not just, you know, every village has the same grape. They call it something else. No, they're all different. That's what happens when you have a wine history that goes back a couple thousand years. And the wine is perfectly suited to the cuisine there. Whatever that is, when you have, you know, you have pasta, when you have whatever they're cooking there, it's the perfect white wine for whatever that is. And so out of all these 300 different grapes, do we know Pinot Grigio and pretty much none of the other ones? And that's kind of because Turlato imported Santa Margherita about 40-something years ago. At the time they imported it, no one knew Pinot Grigio from anything else. Actually, back in those days, Sauvignon Blanc, they couldn't sell that too. And Mondavi had to call it Fumé Blanc because for some reason people didn't like the name Sauvignon Blanc. But that's a side issue. We're back to Pinot Grigio. And Turlato turned Santa Margherita in such a hit that I looked on their website and they said that Santa Margherita's website, that in 2019, just before COVID, they almost sold 26 million bottles of Pinot Grigio, which kind of dwarfs everything, all the white wines coming out of Italy. Now, I recently went to a tasting where there's a, you know, they were trying to bring new wines that are not on people's radar. And one of the wines, when they this is this wine, this is that wine, and often it was grapes you never heard of. But when they pulled out the Pinot Grigio wine, because if you're making Italian wine, you pretty much have to come up with the Pinot Grigio, they said, this is your wine. Because they have their own white grape. They have maybe two of their own white grapes. They really don't want to make Pinot Grigio, but they do want to sell you wine. So they're not saying there's anything wrong with Pinot Grigio. It's just that all we think about is Pinot Grigio when it comes to Italian wine. And Pinot Grigio isn't Italian wine. It's wine from the Alto Adige. It's wine from the northern area. Everybody else has their own white wine, not this, but it's grown everywhere and you buy it. So that's something. I've run across other areas trying to take their white wines and sell them upscale to fancy restaurants. So if you're going to a high-end Italian restaurant, you're going to actually drink a really unique and interesting white wine that goes perfectly whatever the cuisine is, whatever the meal is. That's where they're going, because they can't go against Pinot Grigio and Santa Margarita. I'm going to take a sip. It's gotten so big that it's dwarfing all the other 300 grapes. So nothing wrong with Pinot Grigio. You can like Pinot Grigio from anywhere that they grow it, and it's Pinot Gris in France, and it's, you know, it's either Pinot Grigio or Pinot Gris in the United States. It's everywhere. It's a good grape. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but if you're looking for the best, you got to go to Alto Adige. It's a cool weather place. It's up in the, it's a river on one side, mountains on the other. One thing about this, the Aldi Specialty Selected Alto Adige Pinot Grigio 2022 is, even though it's a light to medium-bodied wine, you take a sip and you get these flavors. You take the next sip and there's another set of flavors happening. For $9.99 wine, that doesn't always happen. I think it's that it's light-bodied, that if it's a heavier wine, it kind of, the dominant flavors mask things. But you're getting a nice little array of flavors here. This is a subtle wine. This is, I wouldn't call it a wow wine, but every sense, you know, it's not going to be a knockout wine, but it's actually really good. You know, the Pinot Grigio sometimes has too much acidity for me, and this one doesn't have that. Yeah, confession, like, sometimes when I'm drinking Pinot Grigio, before I go to bed, I hit a couple Tums just because I know it's going to upset my stomach, all the acidity in there. But this one, no, this one's just got nice, it's got good flavor. Subtle, it's ever-changing flavor. It's really kind of nice. So there you go. Alto Adige, in the Heights, in northern Italy, is the home of Pinot Grigio. Now, there's 300 and something other grapes that help homes all over Italy, but they end up having to grow Pinot Grigio because that's all we buy. But maybe you should start looking for other grapes too, just because. Or if you just start looking for Alto Adige, they'll start pushing the other grapes. You don't have to try to figure out which ones are good and which ones aren't good. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from cheapwinefinder.com. We have a kind of a fancy, interesting, it's a good story on this one, a Russian River Pinot Noir that was once a $60 wine, but ain't no more. And what else we have? Like I said, this is November and December is when we start to go upscale. We start to find wines that are worthy of taking over to a friend's house or having a good friend come over, the good neighbors come over and open them something interesting. So we're trying to go that way. We still have $5 and $10 wines, but we try to go upscale. So keep with us every 3 days, like it's every three times a week anyway, not always every 3 days. But so there you go. So keep it cheap. Adios. Like us, we like your podcast. We will. It helps. And I'll be talking to you in a couple days. Adios. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.